Alrighty. Hey, so welcome to the next phase. We are in week 6, and this week we are going to build on what we did last week, which is last week we worked on finding a core belief, and this week we are working on changing that core belief. So I created a form for you, which is going to help guide you in this process. Now, as you probably understand, a belief is really important. It guides your entire life and is like one of the key factors in determining and influencing what you are experiencing in this world, in this lifetime. And it's amazing how such a simple, you know, 5 or 6 word phrase can set the course of your entire life. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to use the example that I started with my landlord and the leaky roof, and we're going to go through the process of how to change that belief. And in this form that I've created for you, there are, it's an instructions and it's also the worksheet. And so I'm going to take you through this all at the same time as I'm changing my belief. So this exercise you can do either on this worksheet or you can do it in your journal. Again, this is a process that is really, really, really important, and it's one that you cannot rush through. So if it takes you a couple of days to get through this process, that's okay. The important thing is that you follow every step, you think very deeply, and you don't cut any corners, okay? Pay attention to when you feel uncomfortable, because it's your discomfort that's going to tell you whether or not you are ready to actually release a belief. So I'll explain more as we go. So let's go ahead and get started. You're going to need your Finding the Core Belief form, and then you're going to need this Changing a Core Belief form. So actually, let me pull these out. Now, this is the original Finding the Core Belief form that I did. Oops, we can close all that. All right. This is the original form that I did. And you're going to need this for a reference. So you want to have both of these open, or if you did them in your journal, of course, you want to have a bookmark at your journal page for the first one, for the Finding the Core Belief, and then the Changing the Core Belief will be on a different page. So the first thing you have to do is, of course, to copy this form. So we're going to make a copy. And I'm going to immediately name my copy, I'm Not in Control. I'm going to call it CCB, which is Changing a Core Belief. I'm not in control of my life. Ooh, I can feel that even still. I get chills when I think about this. It's so powerful, this belief. All right, so now you have a working copy of the form, or I have a working copy of the form, and so we can get started. So the objective is of this exercise is to change a particular core belief that is exerting influence in your life, both consciously and subconsciously. So you want to go back, and this is step one, you want to go back and identify the original triggering event. So this is important. So just go ahead and copy it. from the first form into the next form. Oops, there. All right. And then the second thing you want to do is indicate the core belief that you found. Copy. And then paste. And then the third thing you're going to do is to go back and review what you've done in steps 5 through 10 of the last, in the last exercise. And this is really important for you to understand. And the reviewing can be done lightly. You know, you've already done the work, so you don't have to go into a deep review. But what I do here in step 3 is outline what you've done by doing the steps over here. So, for example, in step 5, by feeling how that belief feels in your body, you've validated the protective mechanism of your mind by feeling into the belief once you discovered it. So here you are, you've done this exercise, you've come to the realization, wow, I know that I am not in control of my life. I have a feeling, and this belief has been active inside you. So by feeling into that belief, what you're basically doing is validating what's there. By validating what's there, you're taking yourself out of resistance and you're putting yourself into a mode of healing. You cannot heal yourself when you are in resistance to the thing that you're trying to heal. So in other words, you cannot get rid of the belief if you are in resistance to the belief. So this is really important. I want you to be sure that you have felt into this belief and you are accepting of it as a part of your life. You accept your responsibility for what you have taken on, what you have created. That's what this first section is about, and that's what step 5 is about in the finding the core belief exercise. Now, the next thing you did in step 6 was to write down all the evidence that you had of your core belief. And by doing that, you've acknowledged the presence of the belief in your mind, and you validated the evidence of its manifestation in the material world. So again, whenever you are validating something, you are making it valid. Now, I know this sounds counterintuitive. You want to say, well, this is a negative belief. It's harming me. It's detrimental to my life. And it sounds counterintuitive for me to say to validate that, to make it valid, to make it real. The reason, again, why we do this is because you created this belief. You created this belief as a protective mechanism for yourself, and as a result, you don't want to invalidate any part of yourself. As your higher self, as the God self, you don't have resistance to anything because you are safe in your God self. As your being, as the truth of who you are. So you don't need resistance. So what I'm teaching you to do is to validate the different aspects of yourself, to embrace them, and to love them unconditionally. So you don't need for yourself to be all perfect according to some concept of what is good and what is bad. Instead, what you want to do is to embrace what you are, and by validating this belief, you're saying, hey, I created this. I take full responsibility for creating this. I see where it has affected my life, and I am not afraid of it. I'm going to stand with it. And yes, I'm making a conscious decision to change my life, but I'm not doing it based on fear. I'm doing it based on self-love and just the natural expansion of myself, right? So what you're doing is creating a positive, life-affirming environment in your mind, which is going to be reflected in the material world. So that's the next thing. Then step seven here was to acknowledge where you gave authority and empowerment to your belief. And so what you did was you wrote all that down, right? I remember I was very triggered when I did this exercise, so I have quite a lot of writing there, and there was a lot more going on in my mind over the week. I really sat with it and really acknowledged that. But by doing this, you acknowledge that as a powerful being of God, you gave in to the human experience of feeling limited. So this, again, helps you to acknowledge your personal responsibility, and it affirms your true source of power, because only truly powerful beings can accept responsibility for their choices. This is really important because, hey, I'm teaching you that you are, the truth of who you are is your higher self, and you are having an egoic human experience, but that doesn't mean that you are an egoic human. It means that you are an unlimited, powerful light being of God having a human experience. So by acknowledging where you gave away your power, you're basically saying, hey, I'm my higher self. I unconsciously gave away my power. But clearly, by acknowledging this, you're taking back your power. So the next thing you are going to review is your earliest memory, step eight. You acknowledged your earliest memory. So this is where you're bringing conscious awareness to your subconscious processes. And you're looking at the earliest time that you can remember that's important for you for right now so that you can see what was going on within you in the three-dimensional world when this belief took root. And by revisiting that, you can either go back and spend time with that part of yourself, or just by bringing awareness to that part of yourself starts to set the healing of that time in motion. If you can do more around that part of yourself, that would be even better. And I'm realizing that, you know, right now I'm personally in a phase of getting settled. You know, I had a big trip with my dog, and I had to pack up my apartment from that leaky roof. I had to protect all my things. So I was in a state of flux, and things were kind of in an uproar in life. And so I realize as I'm sitting here right now, I'm about to do this exercise, there was that little girl at age eight, I didn't give her enough time. Yes, I acknowledged her and I felt very connected when I made the discovery that I had kind of bypassed big emotions, but I've not gone back to spend time with her. So I'm actually going to go back and spend some time with her a little bit later when I'm done with this exercise, showing you how to do this exercise. I'm going to go back and spend time and listen to those emotions that were there. If I were you and I discovered this, I would pause the exercise and go spend time with her right now. But because I'm doing this as a demo, I don't want to interrupt my flow of teaching. So I'm going to consciously tell her, and I'm going to actually do it, I will go back and spend time with her. and deal with those emotions. All right, so by doing this exercise, this step 8 of spending time with the earliest memory, you're actually validating the emotions and the being that you were. So by acknowledging this 8-year-old girl, I'm basically saying to that part of my psyche, I'm saying, hey, I'm here for you. You're not alone. I realize that you were stuck. You've been stuck for the last 40 years. I have not forgotten about you. I'm going to come back and spend some time with you, but I see that you are in pain. I'm going to be there. So that's going to help her heal. The next thing you're going to want to do is walk with that emotion, which is I spent the last, I guess it's been like 10 days now, actually exploring that part of myself. And you'd want to write down, you know, come back to this form and write down any observations that you've made, which I have done here. And you want to, by doing this, you are seeing that core belief in action. You're seeing how it has been influencing your life on a daily basis. And by doing this, you're seeing where you've given away your power. You're seeing how your subconscious mind is coming forward to help you, make the choices that you've made. And you're seeing how you have behaved, how you give over your power to this core belief in your daily life. So this is why we want to spend time, and we don't want to just release the belief once we discover it. By spending this extra time with it, by walking with it for a week or 10 days or 2 weeks, you start to realize that you actually have a choice in your behavior from day to day. You have a choice in your thinking process, and you have a choice in your believing process. Before, your belief was just taking over. Your belief was just acting, and you were responding to it without thinking, without giving it any second thought. You would think things, you would believe things, you would make actions based on these beliefs, and you weren't aware of where they were coming from or why. But by doing this finding the core belief exercise, where you went through this process of why does this seem important? What does this mean? Why does this seem important? You questioned your thinking process. You questioned your believing process. You questioned your actions and your decisions. And then you sat with that belief that you came up with, and then you walked with it. You looked at you analyzed your behavior with it. You analyzed your relationship with it. And then the very last step, step 10, you said goodbye to it, and you brought a level of appreciation to the relationship. Hey, I really thank you for being here. I saw how you were protective, but now I'm ready to let you go. And that's what's here in the last step. Okay? So now that was step 3 of the changing a core belief exercise. Step 1 was to write down your triggering event. Step 2 was to look at the core belief. And then step 3 was to do a review of the process. And then step 4, actually there's not a lot. I'm sorry. I see here I have written that you need to write in the space below. If you want to make any notes, you can, but I don't think you necessarily need to, as you've already done all your note taking through steps 1 through 10 in the first exercise. If you want to write something though, there's a space for you to do it. Okay. Now, step 4, I call it love it or lump it. So right now you have to determine if this core belief is beneficial or detrimental. And again, I'm going to write my belief here. And for me, having gone through all this process, I realize that this step is detrimental. So I'm going to write down here that the step, that this belief is detrimental. And the reasons why, this belief is detrimental because, number one, it's not true. Over the course of this week, I have seen how this belief has come up over 20 times every single day. And I am not, I'm not ruled by this lie anymore. I totally see why it has been comfortable and safe for me. But I don't need that comfort any longer. I am not 8 years old. I am a grown-ass woman, and I feel very empowered to stand on my own 2 feet. All right, I'm going to put this in pink just to let this stand out a little bit more. Whoops, where are my colored thingies? Here we go. Boom. All right. Now, just a note, if you feel that this core belief is actually beneficial to you, then you don't need to continue with the exercise, all right? You are basically saying you're going to keep this belief. If you determine that the core belief is detrimental, then you need to continue. So for me, it's detrimental. If you want to keep the belief, then you're free to just stop doing the exercise and, continue living with your belief. All right. Now, next thing, I need to write down all the benefits that I have received by holding on to this core belief. So, basically, when you are accepting a core belief, when you take on a core belief, you are basically embracing you're embracing the belief and you're relaxing into the life that the belief is creating for you. So I'm going to just read this for you. Teal Swan says that the benefits you get from holding on to a core belief are like super glue and they make you a slave to that core belief. But, she explains, that you are not addicted to the core belief itself, but rather to the benefits that you're receiving by holding on to the belief. And this is, I found, to be absolutely true. So the benefits you receive are your emotional needs. So what you're going to do in this part of the exercise is to actually think about some of the benefits you're receiving by holding on to the core belief. So I'm going to look at my core belief again, which is I'm not in control of my life. And actually, I'm going to write that here. Let me erase it from there and write it here. And the benefits I get from holding on to this core belief are, I'm not in control of my life. Number one, I don't have to take responsibility for some really big, badass projects. For example, I don't have to run for president. Now, I know this sounds a little wacky, but I have to be honest with you. I'm one of those people who think that it would be really great to be president of the United States and to really whip this country into action. And even if I'm not president, I would, I don't have to become the peace ambassador for the United States. I feel like we need a peace ambassador. I know we do, to unite this country, and I won't do that because I'm not in control of my life. So I'm writing that down here. The benefit is that it's going to be a lot of work to create this and to implement it. I don't have to take that on. Now, in your mind, you're thinking, Crystalyn, why on earth would you try to take on something like that? It's huge. It might be huge for you, but it's not huge for me. For me, it feels real, and it feels like the only way to really get to change my country. And by holding on to this belief, I don't have to take on that responsibility, and I've not had to take on that responsibility for the last 49 years. So now I'm looking at that and exploring it, but that's one of my benefits. We'll come back to this later. Another benefit I get is that let me just sit with this for a second. Boy, it's huge. I don't have to bond with anybody or anything. I don't have to be all in, in any given moment. I don't have to invest myself 100% in life except for a few minutes every day. And I'm not going to explain to you all this stuff that's in my mind. Hopefully you all will understand why these things are benefits for me. They may not be benefits for you. If I try to explain what's going on in my head, this video will take forever. So I'm going to just write down what I need to write down. And, hopefully you are understanding what the benefits are. Let's see, another benefit. I get to be slow, lazy, and sloth-like. I get to stay in bed and do my work. And I get to relax into depression so that I don't have to get to go out into the world to participate in life. I get to go home early from parties, and I don't have to stay out late socializing. I get to not have to learn Italian, French, and Croatian at a deep level. Oh, and Spanish. I don't have to invest myself fully in those cultures. I get to be an outsider. Another benefit, I don't have to stop eating fun, sweet, rich foods. I get to eat and eat and eat. And pleasure myself with food. I don't have to feel the pain of marathon training. I don't have to forgive my mother. I don't have to honor my elders. I get, all these should be, these need to all be one. This is all the same thing, I realize. I get to be angry and wallow in self-pity. Are there more benefits? What are some of the other benefits? I'm not in control. I don't have to make a whole shitload of money, and I won't have to deal with taxes. And I won't have to learn financial mastery. I don't have to deal with a man, except for Apollo, who has to do what I say. Okay, those are my benefits. Those are some good-ass benefits right there. Woo! Okay, so these are some really rich benefits that I have gotten from hanging on to this belief, I am not in control of my life. Boy, I get to just be average. Let me just write that on here. That's my 11th benefit. I get to be average and half-assed. Boom. So, step six. Step six. And I'm going to actually, I can expand my screen here. You have to decide, you have to actually make a decision now about this. So I realize, you know, I've been exploring this belief. I see how it's serving me. I see how I've given my power over to it. And now I see that I get a lot of really good benefits from it. And as I'm looking at these benefits, I realize that I really like being sloth-like. I like being lazy. I like going home early from parties. I love not having to invest myself. I love being on the outside and watching things and not having to take on the responsibility. There's just a lot of love in this list. This belief is really powerful. And I said it was detrimental. And it is detrimental because it's not letting me move forward in my life. But I also see the great benefit I've gotten, so I'm really appreciative right now. Like, I'm really raising the roof. Like, woo, I love this belief. This has been really good to me. Now, I have to make a decision. Am I ready to change this belief? And I have this highlighted here. If you're ready, then make the decision to change the belief, and then take action by writing it down. I am so excited about these benefits. I am not excited about the belief. I am appreciative of the belief because of what it's given me. I'm excited about the benefits, not excited about the belief. So yes, I am ready. So I am ready to change this belief. I am excited about the benefits. I love them. But I do not need this belief in order to have these benefits. I release the belief. I release the belief and keep the benefits. Because that's really the next step, y'all. Look, I'm working ahead a little bit, but I'm working with how I feel. All right. I feel like I really want this to be in red and I want it to be bold. I am really ready to change this belief and I am very excited about my benefits. So the next step we're going to do, is to create an action plan that is going to let me keep these benefits, but not have this belief any longer. So what I'm going to do is make a copy of these benefits. Copy. And then I'm going to write them down here again, paste them into step 7, the space here. And then we're going to rework these benefits, okay? So you'll be able to read through these notes. But basically, I've made a conscious decision to change my belief, right? I've made the decision here, ready to change this belief. I now need to create an action plan that's going to help me meet my emotional needs or my benefits. These are the benefits, right? Those are also emotional needs. I need to keep those emotional needs without the core belief, without the core belief. So, the core belief was satisfying my emotional needs, but And my emotional needs are real. These things that I feel here are real. I don't want to have to take responsibility for my big badass projects. I don't want to have to bond with anybody or anything. When I don't want to, I don't have to, right? These are my emotional needs. And as you know from all my other sessions and all my teachings, I don't believe in making myself do things. I don't believe in suppressing or repressing or denying. I don't believe in any of that stuff. That's not helpful. What I do is I love myself unconditionally. Yes, I want to be angry and to not have to forgive my mother. I don't want to have to honor my elders. I want to be angry and wallow in self-pity. I have a right to do that. And I don't need you to appreciate me for that. I need me to appreciate me for that. So this next step, 7, is about appreciating you for what you need and satisfying your emotional needs. So what I'm doing right now is I'm going to write out a way that I'm going to satisfy my emotional needs. Now, Google always renumbers these whenever I do it. So I am going to, I think what I can do is turn off the numbering for this and then turn it back on. Yeah. Okay. So now I have good numbers. All right. So I don't want to have to take responsibility for my big badass projects, right? How can I give myself this? without the core belief? First thing that comes to my mind is, number one, I simply won't take on projects that I don't want to take on. I have the right to choose what I do in my life. And if part of me really wants to take on a big, badass project, then I am going to be a leader in my life and negotiate between these two valid parts of myself. The part that doesn't want to move forward or doesn't want to take action must be heard, as does the part that does want to take action. I am going to be the leader who listens to both parts and creates harmony between them. All right? That is how. So the first thing I'm going to do is be a leader in my life. I'm going to highlight that. These are my action steps. Right? The next thing, I don't have to bond with anybody or anything. I don't have to be all in any given moment. I don't have to invest. All right. So this part of me that doesn't want to invest, I'm going to say, again, I feel like when I don't want to invest, I won't. That's the first thing. I am going to listen to my needs and take care of myself. There's another thing, though. I want to, I am going to allow myself to zone out and escape into fantasy sometimes. I am very resistant to letting myself do that. And what I'm going to do is to let myself fantasize and daydream. Like when I'm running sometimes. Like when I'm on my long runs. And I just want to listen to music. Listen to music. And play. That feels really important. And I'm going to leave a polo at home. And I am going to leave a polo at home on those days. I'm going to let it just be me and my inner child and my fantasies. Yes, that feels right. Exactly. Yes. I get to be slow, lazy, and sloth-like. I need to learn how to just kick back and stop doing all the time. I'm going to lie on the couch and just chill out and enjoy it. I'm going to do this a couple times a week. All right. I get to go home early from parties and I don't have to stay out late socializing. Huh, that's easy. I'm going to let my friends deal with it. It's okay for me to be out, for me to go home early and fuck off fear of missing out. Everybody can deal with it. I want to be at home early. I want to stay home when I want to go home when I go home. All right. I don't have to learn Italian, French, and English on a deep level. I don't have to invest fully in those cultures. I get to be an outsider. All right. Look, I'm going to finish this after I go through the rest of the exercise. I think you've had enough example to see how this works, right? I'm going to finish the rest of this on my own. You don't have to sit here and watch me do all these things. Maybe I'll do just one more. I'll do one more. Just so that you understand how this process is working. I'm giving myself the benefit. I'm keeping the benefit, but I'm consciously satisfying the need, right? And then what I'm going to have is a list of action steps that I have to take in order to make sure that my emotional needs are met. If my emotional needs are not met, then I am going to develop a belief that will meet my emotional needs. This is the main reason why we're stuck. It's because our subconscious mind is constantly addressing the emotional needs that we won't consciously address and that we're not providing for. So our system is just taking care of itself. This is why we do the things that we do, because we have these deep emotional needs that we don't acknowledge. So what we're doing in this step seven is we're creating a list of emotional, we have a list of emotional needs. We're creating an action plan that we're implementing or going to implement so that those emotional needs are met, right? All right, so I'll do one more and then I'll move on to the other steps and then I'll go back and complete this on my own. I don't have to learn Italian, French, Spanish, Croatian at a deep level. I don't have to invest myself fully in these cultures. I get to be an outsider. Right. I like being an outsider sometimes, because it means I don't have to be fully invested, and I don't have to take on local problems like politics, homelessness, abuse, and dysfunction. My empathic nature makes it very difficult to be fully involved in society. So, not learning the language keeps me safe and protected. Right. It helps me ignore the bad stuff around me. Okay, so I'm saying that I need to be protected. So what I'm going to do is I am going to consciously withdraw from politics, from local politics, except on a need to know basis. Also, I am going to make a conscious decision to ignore things that I cannot do anything about in the moment. And at the same time, I am going to extend a prayer to heaven to guide me to right action. So, it may not be a bad idea when you're doing these exercises to help for you to explain yourself a little bit more, like to explain to yourself why you feel these the way you do, why this is an emotional benefit. For me, I didn't quite realize that. I mean, I knew that I have issue with learning languages and that I need to be outside a little bit, but I kind of didn't realize this that I have written here. That this is kind of an awareness for me that's sparking up. But this again is why we do this exercise. We see why we have this emotional need. We see what we're trying to get at. So just as you're doing this exercise, be aware of what's going on inside yourself. I want to write that into the instructions, actually. I'm going to write that into the instructions. Right here. Detach your emotional needs from their dependency on the core belief. The core belief was satisfying your emotional needs, creating a new way to meet your emotional needs. Exploring how you'll satisfy each of the emotional benefits you wrote in step 5. Wait, I better pause this.